And on the live line this morning, Millie Gilson is here. She's the executive director of CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Millie, glad to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Explain what a special advocate does and for whom.
Sure. Well, CASAs, court-appointed special advocates, are citizens that are committed to serving children who are abused and neglected. They're coming before the juvenile court for protection and rehabilitation services. And the purpose of the program is to really sort of humanize that process for the child and to give them a chance to feel that there is someone there that's just for them. A foster child recognizes that there are social workers and attorneys and therapists mm-hmm. and foster parents and doctors and nurses in their lives, but they also realize that all of those people are paid to be in their life, and rightly so. But a CASA is there because they care. We're there because we want to make sure this child's voice is being heard in the courtroom and their life is being recognized.
And talk about what kind of commitment this is for the volunteers, the CASA volunteers.
Well, CASA volunteers are asked to make a couple of years' commitment. That's significant for us because it does take a couple of years for the relationship to develop and for us to be able to recognize where the minor is going to be going, whether
sure.
home with its parents or possibly not home with their parents and living in foster care really until they're 18 or maybe 21 years old. So that 2 years' commitment is a really good thing. What we really want, though, is we want you to make a commitment to the child and the family that you're going to be working with. In addition to that, we do have a pretty rigid training, but you wouldn't want to do this job without being ready to do it. And so our training is very thorough, very complete, and it does include classroom as well as some really lovely opportunities to meet up with some of the community services that are doing this good work.
And is it helpful for people who are interested in this program, Millie, to perhaps talk with some other folks who have done it and experienced it?
Well, sure. Absolutely. One of the first things we're going to want you to do is call our agency, and we're going to have you talk with our volunteer training recruitment coordinator. She's going to walk you through a bunch of information, make sure that you really understand what might be going on here. And then in addition to that, they're going to set you up with a personal interview with me, and I'm going to take the time to talk with you and share with you. And then if that all feels okay, we'll introduce you to some volunteers.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be able to walk you through what they're doing. And I think the nice message our volunteers give is that, you know, you really can do this. It doesn't take somebody who's an attorney or a therapist or a social worker to do the work. It really is just a good old salt of the earth person who steps up from the community.
Yeah, because as you said, it's all about the relationships. What differences have you seen in these kids who have access to this program?
Well, I think they have a better monitoring of how they're doing and how it all looks inside the child welfare system. You know, we keep a good eye on the shelter. We want to make sure that the foster parents are being provided what they need, as well as that the child and the foster parent relationship is developing and moving forward. I think a really, really important part of what we do is the academic piece. We try to get kids caught up academically. We believe education is the tool we have to their independence, their capacity to live on their own. And that is the ultimate goal for us, is to get these kids as smart as we can and get them back out into the community doing good work and going to junior college and to university. So we've seen some really good outcomes for our kids. In fact, the majority of the children we serve, we will see grades go up within the first 6 months of us having been involved with the youth.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing that just a good old commonsensical review of what's going on and helping a child feel more confident and heard and comfortable. Now, CASAs serve at the pleasure of the juvenile court judge. The judges really want to know how these kids are doing, and they don't want to know it from just a professional's position. They really want to know it from this citizen's review. And that's a very significant piece for us. And I think one of our greater outcomes for kids is judges are making better decisions about what kids need in the child welfare system when there's a CASA placed on their case, and they can hear from the citizen what's going on in the everyday walk of life for this child.
And Millie, I would imagine that this 2-year commitment that your volunteers make often the relationships extend far further than that 2-year period.
Absolutely. And that sort of goes back to when I said, what I really want you to do is make a commitment to the child. 2 years, you know, we have to start somewhere. So
yeah.
We ask for a 2-year commitment. But I, most of our volunteers in this agency have a 3 to a 5-year relationship that they've developed with the kids. And I have classes that have 10 and 12 years relationships.
Wow, that's great.
In fact, the very first CASA we ever appointed 23 years ago is still active on her case, and she is still very, very involved in the children that she served.
Well, that speaks volumes about the program itself and what kind of an impact it has, not just on the kids, but on the volunteers as well.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Training,
they're very,
as you mentioned, training is fairly strident, and the fall volunteer training is coming up. And let me go through the numbers, and you correct me if any of these are wrong. Okay, Millie?
Okay.
Let's see. 3.5 days. It begins Thursday, September 19th from 9:30 to 1:30. And then it runs from Tuesday, September 24th through Thursday, September 26th from 8:30 to 5. Those are full days. And then you, the folks who are eligible and the folks who have passed muster on your side and their side, too, go right into the program, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely. We start matching you and looking at what kind of child would you like to be involved with, what kind of child we think you would be good to be involved with. Certainly the need does play a big part in matching you and hoping that you'll be ready to start helping this family out. But yeah, we get you going as fast as we can, and especially, you know, the holidays are coming around the corner here, and we want to make sure that we get, you know, their secret friends in their lives, helping them out and helping them through the holiday season, which can be joyful but also really stressful for our kids.
Yeah, it certainly can be, and that makes perfect sense that this would be a very important time of the year to get involved with CASA and sign up for the training. How do we sign up for that training, Millie?
Well, give us a call. Our phone number is 707-565-6375, and ask for my training coordinator, and she'll start talking with you and get you ready to go.
That sounds perfect. It's a wonderful program that obviously has made some real differences in a lot of lives on both sides of the equation. Millie, good luck with the next swath of volunteers, and thanks for helping us understand the concept a little bit better this morning.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I hope the public will step forward.
Absolutely. We hope a bunch of them do, more than you need. That
yeah,
is Millie Gilson, the executive director of the CASA program, court-appointed special advocates for kids. And so just another great idea of what you might want to do with a little extra time on your hands.